systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Jamble, today is Wednesday, May 26, 2010, and my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny!
Yeah! Woo! Danny!
Woo!
Yeah!
Yes! I'm awesome!
Yeah!
Woo!
This is episode number 3. Jesus Christ. Do you remember when people used to do that? Do you remember Arsenio Hall? And that announcer would hold his name for like 5 minutes. Like, he'd be like, Arsenio! And then like a minute later, I'm like, I'm gonna go to the bathroom. And I like go take a dump, read a chapter in my book, and I come back, he's like, oh! And then everyone would be like, all, I think that was the birth of the black rapper I'm a dog thing. I think that
probably
was its birthplace.
Probably.
Thank you for leaving us with that, Arsenio Hall. Thank
it reminds
you.
Me of like, let's get ready to rumble.
Yeah, but they like they had to go way above and beyond like any kind of preparation for rumbling, you know? It was just over the top. Like, come on.
Cobra
come on,
says,
guys.
Now you have to donate. That just, is a must now.
Just for that, thejamhole.com/donate if you want to help us pay some bills. We greatly appreciate
it. That was an epic intro, so that deserves a couple bucks. So go ahead, send it on.
All right, well, we're going to have to do that again because I wasn't recording.
All right, and my name's Jenny!
You did it! Okay, settle down. Thank you.
I did it again.
So how are you?
I'm good.
Did I'm you great. Happen did you catch the podcast last night?
No, I did not.
Really?
Really?
You missed a good one.
I missed it on purpose.
And you know what? I just like to say it was fun. Hotboxpodcast.com. Thank you to everyone that came out. It was interesting seeing and even being a part of the first episode of any podcast ever that had that many people watching live, like ready to do it.
I know. I was on my way home and I'm talking to you on the phone. You're like, we had this many live listeners.
I know.
And we went on for an hour and a half talking about pot.
I was totally blown away by that.
I'm so giddy right now.
Fuck off.
You were just so fucking tickled pink.
Yeah, okay. It wasn't that great.
Are we going to talk about the Hotbox podcast the entire time on the jam hole?
We're actually going to just change this to that. So,
No.
If you can scoot over, you're in Sandy's chair.
Oh, that was
I love you.
Below the belt, bro.
Well, speaking of below the belt, you know there's this other show out there, and we had mentioned something briefly about them, and I just want to say, if you guys don't know who we're talking about, it's this podcast. They've been around for a while. I think it's a dude and a chick. I think the female is like in her early to mid-40s, and I think the guy, the host,
around like 62.
He's pushing 62, and
balding.
I just wanted to. He's getting old, but I just wanted to mention that I was kind of sad the other day because I was listening to their show and. The guy was talking like he had a heart attack, and I was like, holy shit, dude. I mean, I understood that, you know, he was getting old and everything, but you had a heart attack, dude. Maybe that's like a sign that you need to just calm down. Maybe it's not healthy to get as excited as you do over silly things 5 days a week. You know, I mean, I'm sure we would all understand if you guys had to take a breather and do the show like once a week and then, you know, take naps and be on a strict pill regimen.
Go
just
to the rehabilitation classes like you're supposed to, you know, walk with the little parallel bars and your nurse lady right there. Monitor
physical
your heart
therapy,
rate.
You know,
right.
Hey, not forever. Just until you get back up your strength.
Let that lady monitor your heart rate.
We don't want to lose you. I mean, I would be devastated if we lost you guys. So all I'm saying is, you know, maybe just calm down. Watch what you're eating. Eat a little more healthy. You know, as we get older, and this happens to everybody. Hey, happens to the best of us, okay? As we tend to age, you know, we need to maybe start watching what we eat. and you'll come to find it's like me. I can't, you know, skateboard like I used to. You can't get
no, because you just ate six enchiladas.
Well, that too, but you just can't get so, you know, overly excited anymore. You just need to understand you're coming into your golden age, and you just calm down. Because if you died
take
of a heart attack,
class
I would
or something, man.
That would break my heart. I would maybe have a heart
your
attack.
Pilates, you know,
some yoga.
Yeah.
Oh, and somebody asked the other day. They were like, "Hey, there's this intern, and he was doing some rapping. Did you hear it? Because you know, I rap every now and then." And I was like, "No, I hadn't heard it." And so I took a listen, and I only have one thing to really say about it. It was okay. You know, it was good for a first attempt at, you know, being a rapper and all that. But
okay,
I just want to mention, you know, intern, maybe rapping isn't your thing, or you know, maybe try and keep doing it or whatever, but maybe stick to writing somewhat funny guitar songs in the vein of Ben Lerman, and you know, leave the rapping to the black people and me. Just, you know, just some friendly advice from my heart to my lips to your ear to your heart. Just saying. You're okay. Good at doing funny songs just like Ben Lerman. I mean, identical. So, you know, maybe just stick to that. That's all. Very entertaining, though. His funny songs are quite funny.
I don't listen
just
to...
like Ben Lerman.
I pretty much just don't go to that side of the podcasting ring anymore.
Oh, yeah?
I just don't go over there. You know what?
When I hear one of our forefathers is almost dying of a heart attack, I mean, come on. That's reason enough. Don't you think?
You know what? I'll just leave him alone. Let him live out the rest of his little podcast career in solitude, okay? Let him have peace and quiet for his last days. You know?
What if he was just totally lying about that, and it was a big joke? Oh, never had a heart attack! Ha ha ha! I'm a liar just like the rest of you. Okay. Moving on, you guys know who BP is, right? They gave our Mother Earth the greatest present a Mother Earth could ever receive.
Right.
On the most important day in a planet's life.
Earth Day.
Earth Day, if you're planet Earth.
Right.
Mars Day
would be... chilling out
in,
like, what is it, the Pegasus Galaxy?
Right,
yeah.
On, you know, M5671 Day or something.
Right,
but
right.
Earth Day, you know, we got you a beautiful gift of... oil all over the Gulf. And I was looking around online today, and I found this interesting thing. It was actually a trending topic, oil spills.
Nice.
And I was like, huh, okay, let's check that out. And I found a Twitter account in the midst of all this, you know, oh my God, all these oil and all these animals are dying, all that, right? I found this little speck of gold in all of that shit.
Okay.
The account is BP Global PR, okay?
All right.
So it's BP's Global Personal Relations Twitter account. We're here to make things better.
Right.
First tweet that I wrote down here. We feel terrible about spilling oil in American waters. Very heartfelt, right?
So if you spill it out in, like...
Well, hold on.
The Mediterranean Sea, it'd be totally
It starts
different.
Out very heartfelt. Then it goes on... We'll make sure the next spill happens where the terrorists live.
Oh!
Hashtag BP cares.
Wow.
Next time... Oh, awesome. The next one? If Top Kill doesn't work, we're just gonna toss a giant Get Well Soon card into the Gulf and hope for the best. Hashtag
wow.
BP cares.
Wow, dude.
Oh, God. We need to hire... PR like this, right? Amazing. Amazing PR.
Charlie Clown says, I wonder how much BP pays their interns to Twitter.
I don't know, but it's not enough because this is gold. Wired isn't sure what to think of us. Wired magazine?
Right.
Okay. They're not sure what to think of us.
Oh, no.
We think that they're the People magazine for iPad dads. What a bunch of pickle dicks. pound BP cares.
Whoa, man.
Pickle dicks.
Now, do you really think that's an official
no,
thing?
No, not even in the least.
I'm like,
at first I did, and then I read the next one about the get well card, and I was like, no fucking way that's real. But very funny, and getting a lot of play on the internet there.
I would assume so.
Especially like if you lived in Louisiana and your life
You're a fucking fisherman.
Just got completely wrecked, and then you saw this, you'd be pissed.
You'd be like, I'm gonna kill you! Ah! So I'll ram my boat into your house.
Pound BP cares.
Pound it.
So yeah, the account, if you want to follow it, it's at BP Global PR, all one word. But thought that was pretty fucking amusing. Moving on, let's talk about Facebook for a quick sec here. You know how they've been facing problems lately, right? With the whole privacy settings, they start out private, right? Like you had to be a member of a college. You had to have a .edu email address to sign up to Facebook back in the day.
Right.
It wasn't public. And then there was MySpace, and MySpace was like the open version of that, right?
Uh-huh.
So then, you know, they grow and they go further down the line and they open it up to everybody. Now, you don't have to be a college student to get on here. So it starts out as this very private thing. Only your friends can see what you post, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Well, lately they've been trying to monetize on the vast store of information that they have now. Like Twitter has a lot of information on it just from what people post. There's a lot of bullshit. But with the proper filters in place, there's a lot of good information there that you can use to tailor advertising to the end user. So you get ads that blow your fucking mind, basically. They're like, how did you know I was looking for that? Or how did you know that this is where I'm at and I'm white, single, between 21 and 35? You know, like how it's getting very targeted.
Right.
Well, so then they ended up making a bunch of deals with a bunch of advertisers, and that started opening up access to everything you posted on there. So it went from being this really private thing to becoming open but still private to becoming pretty much public. Like, the opposite of that would be Twitter. They started out, everything you post is public, and then they gave you the option to make it private, right? So you went on there knowing initially that this is going to be publicly viewable. Facebook, you might not have known that. So anyway, they're coming out now saying, you know, they have a lot of users, right? Over 400 million users is what their last count is. That's
a lot of fucking people.
A continental population, dude. 400 million people. That's so much information, right? You're not having to work for it. People are willingly putting that information out there because people have a little ego to them. And, you know, we want attention. We want you to know what we're doing, right? That's just how we roll. So they're saying now that they've gone back and simplified the privacy tools. And they're working on, you know, fixing that. And so what I was thinking, it's kind of weird what these places do, like, that make websites. It seems like once you make a site and you get it to the critical mass, there's nothing more you can do with this site. It's done. So what else do you do, right? There's nothing else to do. You're out of a job almost. Well, so what they do is you start creating problems. Because once you create a problem, you can swoop in like the hero and be like, oh, you're having this problem? Well, lucky enough for all of you, all 400 million of you, I just happen to have a fix for this problem. And then they fix it. They look like the hero when in reality they're the one that caused the problem in the first place. And then they get lots of chicks.
Is that how it works?
And that's what life is all about, isn't it?
Getting lots of chicks.
Getting lots of chicks. That's why they started Facebook back when it was thefacebook.com. It was a dating site because Mark Zuckerberg was having a hard time having sex. So you built up this big elaborate thing. It ended up getting 400 million users. You break the fuck out of it, piss everyone off, then swoop in and be like, nope, I have the answer. We fixed it. He calls the changes, quote, a pretty big overhaul. Because you know why? Because you fuck shit up pretty big, pretty largely. So to fix a big fuck up, you need a pretty big overhaul, right?
Right.
Like, it only makes sense. And he says, engineers and designers have been huddled in a conference for the past 3 weeks working on these new tools. Right. Have they? Really?
No.
The changes which will be introduced over the next few weeks will allow a user to apply one click to block any third-party sites from tapping into Facebook's goldmine of data on that user. A similar one-click option would allow a user to stop applications on Facebook from getting user information unless told otherwise. And, in a reverse to a confusing feature introduced last December, a user will be presented with a more simple option on who gets to see their information. Because they lost, like, nowhere near in the scale of 400 million users, but they lost a lot of people. Granted, where does that information go when you close your account? It's theirs. It's theirs when you have your account open. Of course, it's going to be theirs when you close it. So I don't know if they care, but they're worried about a critical mass exodus where a certain amount of people have to leave to trigger a chain of their friends leaving, their friends leaving, their friends, till pretty soon your population's cut in half.
Yeah.
Just like that, you know, and I think that's what they're worried about, and that's why they're making a big play of like, look at us, we're fixing it, don't worry.
Maybe I should take my Gmail account and shit off of Facebook and all that. Maybe take some of that more personal information down.
I don't know about that. Like, we do a public show. We're public for the most part. Like, we'll talk about whatever. We don't care. So I would say if it wasn't this case, I probably wouldn't have one. Or if I did, I would be more mindful of the information I put on there.
Right.
Like, I see some people, like, we've talked about before, the Facebook family.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Where there, you find one person and then you see their relationship, their mother, father, their siblings, their children, all on this
social tree on
this
Facebook.
Social graph. Yeah, it that's creepy to me.
It is,
but
a little creepy.
I wasn't born already having this technology like some of these kids are, so maybe they're used to it. But that's weird to me, you know.
It's weird to me looking on our Facebook things and it says in a relationship with,
right,
and it has a link to me or you,
and then a picture that we both just happen to be in together.
Yeah.
It is weird, right?
Uh-huh.
So then imagine that one step further, any advertising, demographic researching company having access to all that information without you getting anything out of it. Because you, like I said, you willingly put that info out there, and then they change some settings and now it's publicly available. So, yeah, and like Cobra says, I have a fake family on Facebook.
Nice.
Chuck's Pants says, I'm not me on Facebook. And that used to be the whole fun MySpace thing, was to, you could create a whole identity, basically.
Oh, yeah.
But with Facebook, it was more related,
real.
Like, what's your real name, so that people can find you and this and that. And, yeah, they kind of made it more to be like, this is private, and whatever you put here is protected. So put everything, you know, live a little.
Yeah.
And now, you know, so, yeah, I just wanted to mention that they had the site pretty much done, it looked like. Granted, you can always use money for server costs and all that. With 400 million users, that's a lot of servers.
Yeah.
But selling everything to third-party advertisers who do not have your best interests in mind, it is really scary, because what do they know now?
Everything.
What if some information gets into the hands of your health insurance company and then they cancel your shit because they saw you out drinking and smoking one night? Or, you know, who knows? People have been fired over the stuff that they've posted on Facebook.
That's going to be the day, dude, when I get fired because I Twitter something about my job and my Twitter's linked to my Facebook and they're going to find it there and be like, oh, my God. And I think, when I was working at that last place, the Kalispell Bar, I did Twitter something about that day, and the guy that was cooking with me went home that night, and he's my friend on Facebook, and saw what I had posted. It was like, dude, when the fuck did you find time to Twitter? You know, he's like,
right.
Are you serious? He's like, I know what you're saying, but what the fuck? When did you do that? You know, like, I was just waiting for the time where I say something like, oh, I fucking hate this bitch, and then that bitch, like, sees it and is like, motherfuck
right.
you,
unfriend. And that's all it takes. And, I mean, yeah. We've done stories about people getting killed because of changed status relationship updates.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of stuff like that, but it's never gone to the point where now we have no control over our information, and that's what people are getting freaked out over.
Yeah, Galactor says, I'm friends with my bosses on Facebook, and it's becoming a problem.
Exactly,
that,
dude.
Yeah.
Dude, let me put it...
unfriend them because it's going to be like
then
the whole...
Then they wonder.
It's going to be like the whole South Park episode, why aren't you friends with your grandma?
Exactly. And then what does it take to make a fake account and friend you just to get your news feed and to pipe it somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
It's scary. It will eventually. It'll get to a point where, you know, some shit starts going crazy.
Well, I hope not anytime soon because I'm using it and I like it. I do like Facebook because I keep in contact with people.
You just have to be really aware of what you put on there. That's all. You have to know, assume, worst case scenario, any everything you put up there is public to everybody. All eyes.
You know what?
Just assume that.
Really fucking hot in here.
I know it.
I'm starting
to sweat.
Just
you.
I have titty sweat.
I couldn't imagine
right now
having those titties just sweating on the front of me like that.
You couldn't imagine. You don't want to imagine that. I was actually going to go pull a fan in here because I'm fucking hot.
Do it. Get it done.
I might do that.
Yes, caller, you're live on the Jam Hole. Holla.
It's Red Fox.
Oh, what up, G?
So today marks exactly to the day, it's the 1 year anniversary of me listening to your shitty show.
Nice! 1 year of wasted time. Congratulations.
It was episode 197 that I started listening.
What was that episode called?
I don't remember, but it was your friend Adam and Danny and Brayden.
Oh, and word.
And you have been lying to me for 150 episodes or however long I've been listening.
Oh, yeah?
Because
how was that?
I listened back to that episode, and Danny was complaining about how she almost left you because you were whining about blowjobs.
Really? I totally don't remember that. I'll have to go back and listen.
Yeah, that happens periodically.
I was like, he has been lying to me this whole time.
That happens periodically throughout the relationship. Yeah, so, you know, it happens. I think it's been 3 times now, I think. Where I'm like, all right, I'm leaving your ass.
What else happened? Oh, the very next episode, Danny geeked out about anime because of the Dragon Ball Z movie.
Oh,
really?
I was mad about that. I was very upset. Did you watch that piece of shit?
No.
You would be as very upset as I was. Trust me. It was so stupid, but the questions that he brought up to try to ask me were even stupider.
Yeah, because I don't have
I got to...
I don't have a background in that, obviously.
You should watch it, and then
Chris
you
Abbott.
Talk to me about what you think is wrong with it.
You'd probably get more.
I got
out
to meet
of it.
Chris Abbott. He's the voice of Vegeta, and we were driving him around here for the convention, and there was a sign on the side of the road that said over 9,000 feet of office space, and he's like, "Stop!" And they got out and took a picture next to it.
Nice.
So I just wanted to commemorate my 1 year anniversary of listening to you guys.
Well, happy anniversary.
So I want to thank you for, I want to thank me for listening to you.
Hey, hold on. I would like to be the first to thank you for listening.
For a year.
For a fucking year.
God. Imagine my pain, dude. I've lived with him for over a year. I don't just get him an hour every other day. I get him all the time.
Could you handle just an hour every other day, though, of this awesome shit?
By my rough estimate, I would have to listen for a week and a half straight of you guys to make up all the time that I listen to you.
You'll never make up all the time you listen to us. Let's be honest here. There's no getting that back. Come on.
Well.
And yes, I know I'm working on it.
Yeah. Since you went ahead and brought that up.
Well, I just want to let you know I'm working on it.
Oh, okay.
And it's not me, it's Ustream.
Ustream's being a whore right now?
Yes.
Hold on. It's not doing what it's supposed to be doing, and we're a little upset about that.
So where are you right now, Red Fox?
I am drinking with my friends. It's $10 bottomless beer mug.
What?
All you can drink for $10.
That's
cool.
Impressive. How much can you drink for $10?
Not a lot. I'm a lightweight.
Word.
So that $10 is probably wasted because you could have bought 2 beers for like under $5 and got drunk. Yeah. Kind of like Matt, a little bit.
Yeah, two beer queer, pretty much.
You totally are.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, that one episode, that's actually a pretty good episode that I started listening to. You were hitting on Brayden the whole time, and then you bit him.
Me?
Yes.
Awesome. I remember that. I remember hitting on him just to freak him out a little bit. It's what he needed when
he was 18. You're going to see how deep the purple dong could go in his ass. And he was like, I don't know, let's try.
Have we had that dong for over a year?
Yeah, we've had that a long time. The guy that sent it is in the chat. How long have we had that?
Yeah, Erato Toys sent that to us, Mike Boudet. And
yeah, because you told the story, I think, like two episodes after, about how you opened it up at your work and stuff.
Yeah, that was awesome. He sent me a picture while I was at work. He's like, do you think you can fit this in your vag? And I'm like, I need to see it. And then I saw it, and I was like, oh, God, no. Nah.
But then she totally blew me away and totally did.
Yeah, no. That thing has never been anywhere near my crotch. Unless
I've been
playing
with
it from
what I remember, though.
Whoa.
Nice. See, for example, information about your giant crotch. Maybe not something appropriate for Facebook.
I didn't say about my giant crotch. I said...
Just saying, maybe not something Facebook appropriate. Do you want advertisers to know that you have a big fat crotch?
I didn't say I have a big...
I'm just asking.
I said the only time that thing has gotten near my crotch is when I'm pretending I have a big fat penis.
Nah, and we all enjoy that game.
That is fun. I like to poke you in the butt with it and be like, what's my name? What's my name? And then you're like, Dana, now go away.
Okay, and we're back. Good. And you guys totally just missed probably what might have been the funniest 5 minutes ever.
Guess you'll have to listen back tomorrow. Oh, my God. Or wait, is it fixed? Cause...
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
Sorry. I mean, I shouldn't apologize.
Ustream should apologize. I still haven't gotten my apology yet, so
yeah,
I'm not banking on yours.
You're probably never going to get that. I just want to let you know right now.
Yeah. Well, he might die before he gives me an apology.
He may. Calm down, apologize first, then die in peace, okay?
Anyway.
All right, well, you got anything else you want to say before we let you out of here?
No, that's all. All
right, man. Well, thanks for being a listener for so fucking long and for being somewhat funny. I appreciate it.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you for being somewhat funny as well and lying to me.
Hey, anytime. What's your podcast?
Spork Roast.
SporkRoast.com?
Yep.
Did you see you have a link on the Hotbox website now?
Oh, yeah. I got a link to you guys yet. I haven't gotten around to it.
Oh, hey, I know. You're busy. You're a busy man. You know, whenever you have time, don't worry about it.
No problem.
All right, Ben. We'll talk to you later.
Have a good night.
Holla back. The great Red Fox, everyone. Red Fox crashed Ustream.
Hey.
Yes.
It's Red Fox.
Right. Thank you.
Okay.
Red Fox just crashed Ustream.
It's Red Fox.
Direct your hate mail to info@sporkroast.com. For real, though. Like, send him hate mail. It's great.
He's been listening for over a year now.
Yeah, longer than I have.
Anniversary. Longer than you have.
What?
What?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So, yeah, that pretty much finishes what I was just wanting to mention about Facebook. That's awesome that you just make problems and then fix it. And guess who's the hero? You are. Good job, Mark. Good job, Mark. So, moving on. Let's talk about some other nerdy losers here.
You?
I had asked
you?
Yes, me.
You?
No,
you?
My girlfriend. I had asked the
I'm
question.
I'm not nerdy and or a loser.
Nice glasses
but you
for
are.
Us.
Hey!
I had
nice scar
what?
On your penis.
I know it
loser.
Is. War wounds. Been through hell and back every time
Whose
we have
penis
sex.
Exploded when you try to meet your
every time
friends
we
out
have
the
sex.
Park.
Don't talk about things like that.
Don't call me a nerd.
Don't be a nerd.
I'm not.
So I had
you are
what caller you're live on the jam hole please holler I want to talk about this but what would you care to say yes and go okay
who
so,
is that
I don't know do you want their number
is that Red Fox
no all right well I had mentioned that Lost ended and then I had brought up
yes!
the question what are the fans going to do now. Blow their brain. Yes, caller, you're live on the jam hole. Please holler with your voice this time.
Hey, what's up, Matt?
What up, G? What's going on? Who's this?
Mike from Miami.
Oh, what's going on?
What up?
Mr. Apple himself. How's it going, man?
I had to call in because I can't freaking see your feed, man. I've been refreshing like crazy.
Hey, blame Red Fox, and it should be working now. But still, blame Red Fox.
I always do.
I think his call crashed everything on Ustream, so...
He does that sometimes.
He does.
He's a hacker. He will hack your Gibson if you're not
careful.
He's
like, you know what? You need to talk to me and only me, so we're just going to go ahead and make this a private call.
Mr. Boudet, loss. Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Dude, no. But...
No?
No.
Awesome. Thank you. So what's up, man?
The reason I called, though, is because like I really found your conversation about Facebook pretty engaging, and I wanted to talk about that.
Oh, please. Yeah, we can go back to that for a sec. What do you think about that?
Well, I don't know if you caught it or not, but I said on the feed that like basically at least Google had the common sense to know that you don't have kids running a multi-billion-dollar corporation.
Right.
And, you know, this guy that came up with Facebook, I forgot what his name is.
Mark Zuckerberg.
He's been running the thing ever since.
Yep.
And he really, frankly, does not know what the fuck he's doing.
Well, and honestly, dude, even the creation of it was on shady terms. You know, like there was a lot of talk about him going behind the back of Harvard and saying he was going to do something for them, but then he did it for himself. And then he never did any site design for them. And like there was a lot of, you know, speculation about the legitimacy of his ownership of this, you know, behemoth that it is now.
Let's call a spade, right? Like, any ass clown could have built Facebook.
Right.
It's just a matter of somebody did it at that particular point in time and did things the right way, sort of, and got lucky also, like, to a large degree. And it just all came together at the right point in time. Because, I mean, let's face it. We were all using social networking way years before Facebook came
out. Oh, yeah. What was a BBS? That was, in essence, social networking 1.0, you know? It was people going on a place online and talking and contacting and networking. That's all it is.
I absolutely agree, but I'm seeing even more of, like, a direct sense. I mean, did you get on Friendster at one point?
No.
I sure did.
I was late on that.
Well, it was basically the same shit, and MySpace was the same shit 2.0, and Facebook was 3.0 of the same shit.
Right.
You know, it was like basically the same thing repeated over and over, just a little bit of improvement here and there, let's fix this and let's fix that, and it just came around at the right time where everything was merging together, and all of a sudden, everybody, your grandmother, your workplace, every person you went to high school with, they're all in the same place at the same time, and it's kind of a little scary.
It is when we're that connected. And what it is, it's really just one idea being reinvented with the technology of the modern time that it's being examined in. You know, where like we took that idea and made it better and flashier and shinier and faster or whatever. And in 5 years, there'll be something else. But the idea, the concept, it's the same fucking thing. You know, talk to people, connect. That's the idea.
Well, what makes it interesting is that it makes it much more of an open society overall. So, like, if you do something that day and something happens and you're pissed off about it and you vent about it, everyone you've ever met in your entire life knows about it.
Right, not just the people you see that day.
Exactly. And so it becomes this kind of more, I mean, we're getting more and more connected as technology gets more and more advanced. And it's kind of scary in a sense, but it's also kind of neat, and it kind of shows you where we're headed as a society in general.
Right, right.
Which, you know, I think is an interesting conversation.
And another thing,
I know this isn't.
I think another part of it, you know, how a long time ago we were kind of talking about keyboard commandos and anonymity on the internet possibly being a bad thing because it gives people a disguise to hide behind, and when they do that, they have no consequences for what they do. So I think privacy thing kind of starting to dissolve a little bit is maybe people are starting to feel some of the consequences of their actions because now there is a face, there is a picture and a name and even an address and a phone number attached to this what was once an anonymous entity. But now it's you, you know, there is no more anonymity for the most part unless you really, really take care to make yourself anonymous. You know, normal everyday users aren't just a fake picture and a fake name. Like, now it's you. So it's getting rid of that,
dude, that
at least.
That is so totally true. And like the beginnings of the internet, do you remember how like Wild West it was?
Yep,
like,
it was like anything.
You could do anything on the internet.
It was like
4chan. You could find anything you want.
But the whole internet.
You could find, you know, people fucking baby elephants on the internet.
Yep,
you know?
I've been there. Yeah.
And it was just, you could do anything you want. But now it's like, not only do we know you did it, we know where you did it, at what time, from what computer.
Yep.
Like, we know everything about what you did and when you did it.
And there's the whole argument of, what are you doing that's so important? Why should you care if they're watching? If you're not doing anything bad, then who cares? But it's the idea that, you know, why are you watching in the first place? But like I said, we put it out there. They just happen to funnel it into places that pay them.
Yeah, well, I'll let you get back to your topics, man. I just thought it was a really interesting topic.
Yeah, it definitely is. I'd like to talk more about it as, you know, this stuff develops. We're in a very interesting time for all of this technology, for sure.
Absolutely.
All right, man. Well, thanks.
Take care. Have a good show.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Mike.
Yeah.
So,
anyway,
back to
speaking of nerdy geek shit.
Yeah.
I like that stuff,
went to
though,
a coma.
Because I am, like, deep down inside, I'm a huge nerdy geek. So this stuff is near and dear to my heart, you know?
I know that.
I'm sorry. I see people complain, stop talking about weed on the jam hole. So we started a weed podcast. Now they're like, stop talking about geek on the jam hole. I'll start a fucking geek podcast just for y'all. Well, just for me, let's be honest.
I need, like, Gordon Ramsay to call in and nerd out with me about kitchen shit.
Yes, please.
Or like,
we got this oven the other day. You should see it. It fit 5 fucking Jews in there. One shot. Boom. Fried. Done.
Or like the F word, you know, that kitchen show.
Oh, my God.
Or like Kitchen Nightmares.
All right. So,
speaking of which,
I really want to get to this.
Damn it.
Lost ended. What are you going to do? I wasn't the only one that had that question. There was an article here. How are fans coping with the end of Lost? They're blowing their brains out, hopefully, because it was, you know,
horrible.
Right. The television series Lost ended Sunday night after nearly 6 years. We were talking about the Lost podcast, right? Like, what are you going to do now that it's over? That's what everyone's wondering.
Uh-huh.
Harry Potter, once that ends, what are you going to do, Muggle Nuts? You have nothing else to talk about. Oh, nay. They do have things to talk about. So, Jack and Jay Glatfelter, they're the hosts of the Lost podcast with Jay and Jack, and they got interviewed here. After nearly 6 years and 121 episodes, the interviewer says here, the thriller Lost is over.
Six years?
This guy's asking, so what are you going to do with all your free time now? Because they're not normal people. Normal people spend 45 minutes to an hour out of their day. They watch it, and that's it. Maybe they'll talk about something the next day. These people spend an 8-hour shift researching theories and the physics and, like, all this shit about this made-up fucking show. Like, if you're going to spend the time, research real physics or learn something. You're talking about a fake thing. Like, it's not even real. Somebody wrote it, and they're both gay for each other. Have you seen them?
I've seen them, and
so,
they're gay.
So they
ask,
they interview the guy, Mr. Jack Glatfelter. He says, so many people have asked us to do a Lost rewatch. And it's like, well, you know, all right, we'll do a Lost rewatch. We're going to go back and watch the series from the beginning to the end. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to discuss it. And we're going to kind of look at the entire show again. And then, he says, after I do the Lost rewatch, know what I'm going to do after that?
What?
I'm going to watch it just for myself. I'm going to rewatch the rewatch, because my life is completely meaningless and void of anything that brings me happiness.
Now, Berger has a good point. He said that 24's ending was much better than Lost.
Oh, absolutely. Did you watch that finally?
I did. And I agree it's much better than Lost. And I didn't watch the actual ending of Lost because I don't care.
But I was going to say also, you didn't watch the whole season of 24. Like, you caught it.
No, I didn't watch the whole thing.
Here and there, but you could still enjoy it, right?
Right, right. And I thought it was pretty badass. And, you know, Bauer was the shit.
Oh, for sure. And I wrote about that at thejamhole.com on the Monday show notes, if you want.
I was a little disappointed at the end. Like, Berger says, he's like, Jax should have killed everyone.
No,
I agree.
Do you know, I wrote about this. They left it open like that so that they can do movies. If he's dead, the franchise dies with him.
Well,
dude.
No. 24 Jax shouldn't have died. I mean, he should have went on a rampage and killed everybody. He should have pulled that trigger when he was sniping out that fucker.
He kind of did.
Well, he did pretty much.
He
kill
fucking
a bunch
ripped
of
some fool's guts out with his hands and shit
know,
to get
it was
a car,
so awesome.
Dude. Come on,
Jack Bauer, dude.
But
shoot
yeah.
me for a minute. Shoot me so I can make this cover up real quick.
I just want to like make the point that these people that modeled their lives around such meaningless shit, they don't know what to do now. And when people are seriously like, what are you guys going to do? They're like, we're going to watch it again and podcast. And then we're going to watch it again and we're going to podcast. And then we're going to probably watch it again. Like, I thought that was so awesome. Instead of blowing our brains out, we're just going to sit and watch it on repeat until we die.
What is it? Charlie Clown says, I've never watched 24. Does it have aliens or wormholes? No, that's Stargate Atlantis.
It doesn't,
bro.
But it should. Could you imagine if Jack Bauer was head of Stargate Atlantis?
Oh, dude. Shepard would have a fucking run for his money.
The
there,
Wraith would
dude.
Not be a problem.
Oh, Jack, hell no.
He'd be like, come on, come get some. I just killed all the Wraith in this hive ship.
He'd be like Ronan, but in charge of everything.
Okay, nerd.
I like that show.
Oh, we found something to talk about you actually like. Cool.
Shut up, dude. I like Stargate Atlantis. I'm kind of in love with Dr. McKay and Dr. Beckett.
I know. I'm kind of addicted to it.
I like Dr. Beckett a lot. I like his accent.
So everyone that really loved Lost and loved how it ended, don't try to be their friend because all they're going to do is watch it over and over and over. So watch The Jam Hole instead.
Yeah, watch it. That's a better show.
All right, moving on.
They don't have any plots.
Let's talk about Jesus for a minute here. I found this interesting study.
Jesus? I knew him in high school.
Yeah, he's the Judeo-Christian god.
Right.
In the late 1950s, there was this study done by a psychologist named Milton Rokic. And I found this really interesting. I always kind of wondered this myself. And this guy actually put it to the test. And not just a pussy thought experiment like theoretical physicists are always doing. This is a for real experiment. He did this shit, okay? So
they probably wouldn't let him do that nowadays. They probably consider that like torture of the criminally insane
for sure.
Shit.
The 50s was a very different time. let's keep in mind.
I wish we lived back then. We could conduct so many experiments.
Oh my god.
With so many crazy
oh my god.
Oh yes.
The dog death ray gun for sure.
Oh god, it'd be so awesome.
So this guy in the 50s, Milton Rokic, he came up with this plan. He gathered three psychiatric patients, okay?
All right.
Three crazy fools. Each of these patients were delusional. They thought they were Jesus Christ. They had the delusion that they were Jesus Christ.
They thought they were the Lord and Savior.
Each of them, separately. We know that there is only one Jesus Christ.
Right.
So, we have three possible
candidates
to use some Lost lingo if... Oh my god. Don't ever say the word. What's going to happen during election time? And we're presented with candidates to vote for. I'm going to have to just call up Jacob and be like, dude, which one? I don't know what else to do.
Oh my god.
Fuck dude. That, dude. So, three delusional Jesus Christ contestants. He made them live together for 2 years in a state hospital.
Two years? That's crazy.
Three Jesuses. 2 years. One winner.
I wonder if they killed each other
that
or something.
Best reality TV show ever.
Fuck yeah, dude. I'd watch that. No, I'm God. No. I'm God.
Okay, so he wanted to see if their beliefs would change. The early meetings, he says, were stormy. Quote, you ought to worship me, I'll tell you that, one of the Christs yelled.
Okay.
I will not worship you, you're a creature. You better live your own life and wake up to the facts, another snapped back. No two men are Jesus Christ's. I am the good Lord, the third interjected, barely concealing his anger.
Wow. What are you,
this is like the perfect reality show. A bar, a full bar, three people who are crazy nuts thinking they're all Jesus. And just let it go. Let
just
it play
let it
the
ride.
Fuck out. Just let it play out, man. Oh, I would watch that religiously. frustrated by psychology's focus on what he considered to be peripheral beliefs like political opinions and social attitudes, Rokeach wanted to probe the limits of identity. He had been intrigued by stories of Secret Service agents who felt they had lost contact with their original identities and wondered if a man's sense of self might be challenged in a controlled setting. Unusually for a psychologist, he found his answer in the Bible, which totally makes sense.
Okay.
There is only one Son of God, says the good book, so anyone who believed himself to be Jesus would suffer a psychological affront by the very existence of another like him.
Right.
Based on your beliefs, if you believe you're Jesus, there can be only one. All of a sudden, you're confronted with one. It can't be you and him at the same time. Boom. Minds are blown instantly.
Amham says, I am the smoke monster.
I am the smoke monster. Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. We should put all three smoke monsters in a room for 2 years with a bunch of booze and hot chicks and a hot tub. Done. Or better yet, we'll put them on an island.
On an island?
On island.
You mean like the Cork of Hell Island type thing?
Perhaps.
Yeah. Okay. Go on.
Like the island Survivor. Come on. Which one do you think? So this was the revelation that led Rokeach to orchestrate his meeting of the Messiahs and document their encounter in the extraordinary book from 1964 called The Three Christs of Ypsilanti. It's an out-of-print book, apparently. If anybody has that or finds that, I would love it. TheJamHole.com/P.O. Box, please.
Fuck yeah.
Although by no means common, Christ's conventions have an unexpectedly long history. In his commentary to Caesar, Beccaria's essay, Crimes and Punishments, Voltaire recounted the tale of the unfortunate madman, Simon Morin, who was burnt at the stake in 1663 for claiming to be Jesus. Blasphemy!
Blasphemy!
Burn the witch! Burn her! Unfortunate, it seems, because Morin was originally committed to a madhouse where he met another who claimed to be God the Father, and so was struck with the folly of his companion that he acknowledged his own and appeared for a time to have recovered his senses. So he's thinking, I put three Jesuses together.
Maybe they'll snap out
of
it.
Two of them will snap out of it. One, who knows, maybe he really is Jesus.
It'll be like that movie, The One.
Kind of, yeah,
the one,
right?
The one that ends will be like, I have three Jesus powers now.
That's right,
dude. I took all of your power. I am the one Jesus.
I eat all three of you, and now I am Super Jesus.
Super Jesus.
Super Jesus.
Super
and Muhammad.
Jesus.
Beep.
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 Oh, God.
Another account of a meeting of the Messiahs comes from Sidney Rosen's book, My Voice Will Go With You, The Teaching Tales of Milton H. Erickson. The renowned psychiatrist apparently set two delusional Christs in his ward, arguing only for one to gain insight into his madness, miraculously after seeing something of himself in his companion. Quote, I'm saying the same things as that crazy fool is saying, said one of the patients. That must mean I'm crazy too. That is so awesome.
That is pretty
awesome. If you're
awesome.
Listening to somebody and they're saying the same shit you're saying and you think they sound crazy, you sound crazy.
Yeah.
End. The end. That's it.
Done and done.
So this kind of goes on. It's a really long story. I just wanted to kind of mention that, you know, I thought that was really interesting. I'll put a link to it in the show notes at thejamhole.com. If you guys want to read more about it, it is really interesting. That's so awesome.
See, that only works with people that think they're like, they're all the same person or whatever. Now, if you...
Well, it's an identity thing, definitely.
Right. Well, like, you know, people that think they're like animals.
Well, know? If you put two of them in a room, maybe, and one sees what it physically looks like to be a human shape and to act like an animal, it makes something click. to where they'll be like, whoa, that's crazy. And if I'm like that, then I'm crazy.
I bet you what it is, they'll rationalize it. They'll be like, I'm just an animal in my head, and I'm trapped in this human body.
Yeah, I could see that,
too. And then they start
too.
Running around in the room licking each other's assholes.
Right. And then humping. And then, yeah.
Right, yeah.
And that's a whole nother book.
A whole nother book. That's like bestiality on a whole nother level, dude.
The whole rigmarole.
All right, that's bullshit. Anyway.
All right. Well, yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. So moving on here.
That'd be a cool porno.
We have some problems here in the Gulf of Mexico. We were talking about the oil thing. Apparently, federal officials who oversaw drilling in the Gulf of Mexico accepted gifts from oil companies. Really? Viewed pornography at work and even considered themselves part of the industry, the Interior Department inspector said.
Huh.
They even considered themselves part of industry. Amazing.
Okay.
What industry is that? Oh, it's the industry of putting oil back into the planet via the Gulf of Mexico. That's how you do it, right? You just pour it back in the... No? Are we making a mess? Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
We're making a big, giant mess.
We need a funnel.
Right. Those revelations sure to intensify criticism of federal oversight of offshore drilling as the massive Gulf leak continues. We'll take a starring role at a congressional hearing tomorrow. The investigation uncovered violations of federal regulations and ethics rules by employees of the Lake Charles, Louisiana office of the Minerals Management Service, the agency that oversees, offshore drilling. So they're just a bunch of porn-hungry, not-classy, crazy hick rednecks, pretty much.
Pretty much.
We're industry!
Yeah!
Hand me a beer and some more porn. Barely 18, please. The investigation uncovered all of these problems here, and the Interior Acting Inspector is saying her greatest concern is the environment in which these inspectors operate, particularly the ease with which they move between industry and government. So, depending on what they need to get done, they can say, oh, we work for the government. Or if they want to do something else, they're like, oh, no, we're just industry guys. You
right,
know?
Right, right.
They're chameleons, and they're fucking
pretty
shit
shady
up.
Pretty motherfuckers.
Perhaps maybe they were the ones that maybe should have checked something twice, double checked.
Probably. You didn't cross your T's and dot your I's, bro.
Mm-hmm. Looking at porn, that's how computers get viruses.
You know what? Who hasn't sat at work and looked at porn?
I'm just saying.
If you have a desk job.
That's how computers get viruses. That's all I'm saying. That's how botnets are created.
I've done it on my work computers.
All right. Well, this is awesome. This may be the story of the week here. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready, dude.
We have...
I've never been more... fucking ready.
Do you know where Indonesia is?
Yes.
You're a liar.
Yes, I am.
First of all, maps.google.com.
I know it's
Learn it.
Out over there somewhere.
Well, Indonesia has found its newest prince, the pride of Indonesia, the Indonesian pride, as I call him.
Okay.
He's a 2-year-old who smokes cigarettes. That's right.
Right.
A 2-year-old, go ahead and ingest that. A 2-year-old. Who smokes cigarettes.
Now,
not fake bubblegum cigarettes.
Damn it. I was going to say that.
Nay, buddy. These are real unfiltered Pall Malls. He's a Pall Mall man.
Oh, yeah?
Boy. Baby. Child.
Thing.
He's a Pall Mall child.
Toddler.
He smokes a pack a day.
They call him the terrible twos for a reason, 40 man.
40 cigarettes a day. I am almost 30, bro, and I don't smoke 40 cigarettes a fucking... That's
two
so
packs
many.
A day.
That's so many cigarettes,
I smoke
dude.
Half a pack, maybe a pack a day.
That's so many, dude. Taking a deep drag on his cigarette. You gotta see it here. Live listeners, thegemhole.com/live. Here is... You have to see the pictures of this. For those of you listening at home, I'll put a link to this on the show notes, but both, you have to see the pictures of this
kid.
That,
it's
is
amazing.
So funny. Yeah, he is smoking a cigarette, taking a deep drag, while resting on the steering wheel of his toy truck. He looks like a parody of a middle-aged lorry driver.
He does, dude.
Right? He looks like it's a fake. Like, somebody was like, here, pretend to smoke this, it'll be cute. But,
yeah.
Dude, it's not cute. It's the saddest thing I've ever fucking seen.
It's disgusting, man. Now they're prone. He's prone to addiction and to die in his early 30s.
Berger says 2.5 packs a day, and he looks cooler than you smoking.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. At just the tender age of 2, Artie Rizal's health has been so ruined by his 40-a-day habit that he now struggles to move by himself. He weighs 4 stones. Indonesian toddler is certainly far too unfit to run around with other children, and his condition is set to rapidly deteriorate. Well,
now, what
quit
the fuck
smoking.
Is the parent doing? Why is the parent giving them...
Cigarettes to begin? Yeah, right. Maybe. Okay, interesting question.
Like, I want my offspring, my own flesh and blood to past me, you know. I shouldn't give it cigarettes at 2.
Yeah, absolutely.
Use
your
fucking brain, people. Indonesians, you fucking rural country. Jesus Christ.
Ask me why it's a third world country.
Because my children smoke.
Because your 2-year-old smoke. But you know what it reminds me of, dude? It's like... It's so
bullshit.
Sad.
You're fucking retarded.
It's so sad. I don't even know.
Is it the whole point of having a kid?
You know what he reminds me of?
Stream like live on and live and surpass you and go on to do bigger and better things.
Why
would you give it cigarettes?
The Eon says, "Don't they kill people who sell pot there?" Probably. Amham says, "I want to hear the kid's voice. It might be rougher than mine."
Probably. Oh, kid's like
every other pack of smokes.
But he reminds me of at Walmart when you see the people that are not disabled, but they're fat, so they're riding the rascals around.
Right, right, right.
That's him. He's not disabled. He's 2. He's just lazy, and he pitches a fit every time mom makes him walk somewhere. So they got him this little red toy truck from God knows where, probably killed 3 other kids just so he could have it.
Probably.
And you keep giving him cigarettes. He's not going to the fucking AMPM mini mart and buying a pack of smokes. You're giving him those, okay? It's you providing. Oh my God, dude.
2 years old.
Whatever. Who cares? This is Indonesia's next leader. But the pictures are priceless. If this is real.
Yeah, the pictures
if this
are
is
awesome.
Real, the pictures are priceless. Despite local officials' offer to buy the Rizal family a new car if the boy quits, we will buy you a brand new toy car if your boy quits. His parents feel unable to stop him because he throws massive tantrums if they don't give him what he wants. You know what then?
What?
A smack to the face.
Right?
And if
lock
he cries,
you down in your crib.
You want a cigarette? Boom! Smack to the face. Or...
Berger says, how do they afford cigarettes for the kid?
Yeah, right?
You're in Indonesia.
You make your mother suck cock for your cigarette habit. You are very bad, baby. Very bad. How they talk in Indonesia?
I don't know.
It's something like that, right?
I don't know.
Okay.
Whatever.
But for real, like, it's a baby. It does what you tell it to. And if it doesn't,
you
slap
beat the shit
it.
Out of it.
Do what our parents used to do. They catch you smoking, you sit down, and you get to smoke a whole pack of cigarettes in an hour. And you enjoy that.
No, my parents didn't do that to me.
It'll make you not want to smoke for a while, I'll tell you that, man.
They didn't find out for a good while.
But he's throwing tantrums? You're acting like he's going out with a fucking semi-automatic, being like, where's my cigarettes,
right?
Bitch? You know, like, it's a baby. Come on. His mother, Diana, 26, wept, quote, he's totally addicted. If he doesn't get cigarettes, he gets angry and screams and batters his head against the wall. He tells me he feels dizzy and sick, which is odd because if you gave any other 2-year-old a cigarette,
they would feel dizzy and sick.
Exactly.
Right.
Artie will smoke only one brand, and his habit costs his parents 378 British pounds a day, in the south province there of Indonesia. But in spite of this, his fishmonger, Father Mohammed, Father, beep, 30, said, quote, beep, 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 beep. No, he said, he looks pretty healthy to me. I don't see the problem. Well, my friend.
He looks very healthy to me. He looks like a very overweight child.
Well, I believe we just found the problem. The problem is your 30-year-old father who says, oh, he looks healthy to me. I don't see the problem. That's the problem. Problem
yeah.
solved.
Done and done.
There we go.
Foster care. Go.
Done. Madonna care.
Oh, God.
Artie's youth is the extreme of a disturbing trend.
Data from the Central Statistics Agency showed 25% of Indonesian children aged 3 to 15 have tried cigarettes, with 3.2% of those active smokers.
Wow.
3 to 15. I mean, maybe, yeah, 15, okay,
I started
whatever.
Smoking when I was 15.
Yeah, but from 3 to fucking 12.
No, I remember
at
when I
least.
Was a kid, probably like 9 years old or whatever, me and my friend, this chick I knew that lived across the street or whatever, we got together and we had, or she stole some cigarettes from her mom, and she's like, hey, I got some cigarettes, you want to try them? And I'm like, okay, whatever. And she takes a drag off one and just starts coughing her guts out. And then I take a drag off one and I almost fucking hurled my lungs out, dude. It was ridiculous. Like, back then when we were kids, it's
dude,
like,
we don't smoke cigarettes because they taste good. I'll tell you what, your first, anybody, I don't give a fuck who you are, your first cigarette was not, these are lovely, this is delish.
Yeah,
like pot, when you first smoke pot, you're like, oh, wow, this is good. It tastes good,
yeah.
First of all. Well, cigarettes don't taste good unless they're Ballyrettes, but for the most part, you know.
Now they do.
It's gross.
I don't know why.
But they don't. That's the thing. They don't, dude.
In the beginning.
It's just the addiction part of it.
I like the way it tastes now.
When I was younger, I wasn't like, oh, man, shooting up looks so cool. It's the addictive part of it. It's like, I don't care what I'm doing, but I want to feel that high. I don't
care
how cool it looks that I'm sitting here shooting up. I just need that buzz.
When I was younger, I was like, I'll never snort anything. That's just horrible.
Right?
That's disgusting. Why would
right?
I ever do that?
And then?
I tried it.
You tried it. See, don't talk shit until you tried it.
I was like, what's that? They're like, Coke. I'm like, yeah? Is it good? They're like, oh, it's a lot of fun. Try it. And I'm like, will it hurt? They're like, nah.
Only sometimes.
Only 4 years sometimes. Later when your nose won't stop running and it bleeds sometimes.
And your boyfriend
and you
slaps
it.
The shit out of you because all you do is all day.
I already have one hole in my septum.
So,
too.
Indonesia, okay. Those are horrible smoking statistics, by the way. A video of a 4-year-old Indonesian boy blowing smoke rings appeared briefly on YouTube back in March, prompting outrage before it was removed from the site. So instead, look at these pictures of this 2-year-old blowing smoke rings. Right?
Like, Charlie Clown says, I used to take snuff, made me feel like the Duke of Wellington.
Fucking A. He's been watching the Tudors. You know who the Duke of Wellington is.
Yep.
What a bunch of fags, by the way. Right? Am I right? Britain?
Yes, very.
Come on, guys.
All you guys do is
holy
like
shit.
Dress
it's still
nice
like that there.
Dance around.
You just hang out and have court. And every time someone walks through the room, you have to say, Your Grace. Your Majesty,
right.
Your Grace, Your Majesty.
And if your
no
wife,
shit, nothing.
If your wife fucks up, you behead that bitch.
Yeah, problem solved. No
done.
Shit, nothing got done. You were killing all your women, and all you did was say Your Grace all fucking day.
Right.
And killed things.
Yes.
Cool. And let 2-year-old Indonesian babies smoke cigarettes.
Yeah. Oh my God.
But child advocates are speaking out about the health damage to children from secondhand smoke. What about firsthand smoke?
Yeah, that kid's got firsthand.
Yeah, and the growing pressure on them to smoke in a country where 1/3 of the population uses tobacco and single cigarettes can be bought for a few cents.
Well, oh, wow.
They're doing better than we are. Cigarettes, I saw you at the Palace when we were performing there sell a cigarette for $1.
Yep.
I was like, holy shit, dude.
I do
that's
that.
Awesome. But yeah, they're just, it's a problem. I mean, that sucks. He looks cool as fuck.
He does look pretty cool.
He should make commercials.
He should. They should slap his
and
face
honestly,
on the Pall Mall box itself.
It's Indonesia. Let's be honest. Life sucks. Man, smoke him if you got him. Who cares?
The
give that kid
young.
Some pot and send him on his way.
The good die young.
Because chances are he's going to step on a landmine before he's 10. Okay? So... Well, moving on, talking about babies here, let's mention, this is pretty crazy, a baby was born by emergency C-section 2 weeks ago, a day before the mother of the baby, she's a 20-year-old, died from the swine flu, okay?
Whoa, she died and then the next day had a C-section and delivered a baby?
Right.
The baby lived in her while she was dead.
But the baby perished on Monday after a nurse on her first shift in the neonatal ward. Okay, this is her
first
day.
First day.
I'm new, sorry. Oopsies. Mistakenly attached a tube of milk solution that should have been fed into his stomach to an intravenous drip instead.
Oh, my God. 50
cc's of mother's milk. Stats.
And, oh, my God, dude.
It killed the baby. Yes. You cannot shoot up milk. Let me tell you. It will kill you.
That's pretty
you.
Amazing, though, if the mom died of the swine flu and then the next day.
And it
day,
survived until this nurse killed it by shooting up milk.
That was actually, like, what, you know, a lot of religious people would call a miracle baby.
It
and
was.
And you kill it.
And what's funny, if they come out, they're like, oh, my God, he's a miracle. And then the next day, like, what do they say? Oh, well, it wasn't meant to be. He works in mysterious ways.
Right? I know. Oh, God. So I wonder awesome. If that nurse got in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Where did you go to medical school?
I'm new here. Sorry.
It's like, are you stupid?
That's
you're
so
fired.
Fucked.
Get the fuck out. Get We're out. Not even paying you for the hours you were here.
Quote, it's a horrific error, an act of gross negligence that has no excuse, admitted Antonio Barba, the director of the Gregorio Miranon Hospital in Madrid. These are Spaniards.
Oh.
Madrid, Spain. Right.
Okay. I have no idea.
I was thinking Italy for some reason. It was the same hospital which turned the 28-week pregnant mother home twice last month when she sought treatment for fever and respiratory trouble. She was also sent away by another Madrid hospital. It was only on her fourth hospital visit on June 16th that she was finally diagnosed as having swine flu.
Wow.
She became Spain's first swine flu mortality when she died of the virus on June 30th, a day after her son was born by emergency C-section. So back when the swine flu first hit, and we were talking about death rates, the one in Madrid, in Spain, that was her.
Wait, did that
Weird,
just say
huh?
that she died a day after the birth?
She died of the virus on June 30th, a day after her son was born. Right, so her son was born, and then she died
oh,
the next
okay, because it sounded like the other
yeah,
way
Yeah, the first sentence, it says, the baby was born by emergency cesarean section 2 weeks ago, a day before his
oh.
mother died.
That's just worded all fucked
yeah,
up. Could you please write
hey,
better?
Use
please?
Your words.
Right.
I mean, I get you're in Madrid, but use
now
your
you
words.
Now you make me look like an ass, you fucking
you make
prick.
You make me look like a fucking ass. Use
you
your fucking
dick.
Words, you jerk off.
Jerk off.
So yeah, he was not found to have the virus, and at 28 weeks premature, he was said to be progressing well in the maternity unit of the hospital until the nurse shot him up with 50
milk.
cc's of mother's milk. Jesus Christ. It emerged that the nurse responsible for mistakenly administering his feed was on her first shift in the baby intensive care unit and that the nursing supervisor had been absent at the time. The error was not spotted for an hour, by which time, of course, enough of the milk fluid had been pumped into the child's vein to provoke a deadly embolism.
That sucks, man.
Yeah, be careful what you shoot up. It's dangerous that you can really hurt yourself if you don't know what you're doing. So
no
just don't do it. Just let's just
play that's
it.
Fucked up
let's
though.
Play it safe and just don't do it. That's go ahead.
I'm like, that's fucked up though. She went to the hospital four times to get help for the swine flu and then didn't get help until the fourth fucking time and then she dies.
Yeah.
That shows a little bit of lack in their medical knowledge over there. And this nurse definitely. Woo.
That's
amazing.
Where
the fuck did you go to school at? Because they should have their license revoked.
Dana Whitten's School of How to Kill Babies. Is this
oh,
your
sorry.
Doing?
Was she? Oh,
she was your valedictorian.
Yeah, I need to blow up a few sets of paperwork. Anyway.
I like, though, how they keep saying that. Like, no, she's new. It's okay. People make mistakes. No, she was new. And the supervisor was gone. Still not okay? Ah, fuck.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's pretty
You're
unforgivable,
an idiot.
Dude. You know what the fuck. I mean, come on.
Hopefully the cords and everything that were hooked up to the baby were, like,
maybe.
All tangled up and going up something.
Maybe
like
the
rack.
Baby was John Connor, and he just was terminated. You don't know.
Maybe. I don't
maybe.
Know. I don't know.
You don't know. Every universe has an alternate, so nothing matters, so you don't know.
I don't know.
I know. And in another universe, I don't know. That's just how it is.
Have you seen this boy?
Maybe.
Anyway, go on, please.
Well, what's the time? My recording time
108?
Is off. 108? Okay, I got a couple more stories here before we call it quits. A couple silly car crashes. Quebec here, Canadians.
Oi.
Fans of them. Police in Quebec are still trying to figure out how one man, okay, this
you know
is
who,
awesome.
You know who else is from Canada?
Who?
Dr. McKay.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
They're trying to figure out how one man was involved in two car crashes that killed four people and injured four others within...
How many minutes?
10 minutes of nice. Each other yesterday afternoon.
Is it a hit and run and another hit and run, or he probably couldn't run after the second one? What are you doing? That's blowing my mind right now. Stop it. That sucks for the
anyway,
fucking podcast listeners.
Anyway,
you're going to have to tune in live to see
that.
That's
a little trick from me to you.
I'm not very good at that. I'm going to make you do that for like 20 more minutes after the show.
I have friends that know shit. Like, they're so good at doing that. Like, they can get up to like 4 and 5. I can only do 2 really good. Okay, enough, retard. Jesus Christ. I'm going to be trying to have sex with you later on, and you're going to be like, hold on, do that thing.
Do that thing.
Do it in my vagina, though. Hold on.
Right.
So, weird, right? One guy, two crashes, four people dead, four injured within 10 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
My
visual,
mind is blurred.
Visual all the way.
That's making me so wet. No, I'm kidding.
It will probably take several weeks to determine the motive. Yes, thank you. The motive behind the crash, but police believe the man who was responsible for the deaths may have acted deliberately. You'd almost have to, right? Within 10 minutes of each other, you got to be gone for like GTA felony points for real.
Yeah.
Quote, there are still many elements to check out and many hypotheses to verify as well, said the provincial police sergeant. Was it a voluntary act by the driver? That's what it seems like at the outset. Sergeant said a man, 39, was driving a minivan with his 4-year-old son riding inside, riding shotgun. The man was seen by witnesses driving erratically on highway. Oh, fuck. Yeah, there it is.
Dude.
Highway 165, excuse me, my yawns.
Wow.
Near Plessisville before a first accident occurred about 150. The minivan crashed into a Honda Civic driving in the same direction and rammed it off the road. The passengers, a man and a boy, were declared dead in a hospital soon afterward, while the other two passengers were sent to the hospital with serious injuries. Okay?
Okay.
Then it is believed the man and his son got into a Dodge Dakota pickup truck that was driven by his former common law wife, who arrived on the scene of the accident several minutes later. He then drove south another 4 kilometers down the same road where he rammed into another pickup truck, a gray Chevy Silverado, which was towing a trailer and boat.
He just wasted?
I guess. I don't know. In that accident, the driver of the pickup truck and his son were killed. The passengers of the Silverado were also sent to the hospital to be treated for shock. For what the fuck just happened?
Yeah.
Holy shit. That's crazy.
I'm sorry. Nurse, he's been affected with what the fuck just happened. We need to get him to this much morphine immediately.
Like, that's a fucking... That's a weird... That is Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events.
Very, very
Done.
Much so.
That's it. All right, and the last story here. There is a new game gripping our children. It is Nay, not the choking game.
Oh,
is it
huffing poop? I remember that one.
Not the Jenkum game.
Is it Whippets? Whippets are old and they
this
could
is
be coming
a game.
Back.
Are you ready for this game?
I'm ready.
You want to play a game?
I do.
A bizarre game played by 4 teens ended with a crash Monday night. Police say everyone in the car was holding their breath.
Chicken.
Everyone in the car was holding their breath and the driver fainted. Investigators told us it's a game the teens have played before.
They hold their breath while they're driving?
This is like the choking game then, but you're just holding your breath. You're choking
yourself out.
Idiots. This is Darwin's finest hour. Natural selection at its finest.
Wow.
Hey, you guys want to play a game? Uh-huh!
I've never held my breath so long where I actually black out.
Right? And when I used to swim in the ocean and get toppled by waves and, like, think I was gonna... I wouldn't. I never did.
Yeah, I know.
And it comes... You get scared. You're like... I'm not going to breathe again.
I just start blowing out my nose and just head up.
This is just retarded, though. You're trying to hold... So, the game goes... they were all around 19 years old, 3 other teenagers. They were trying to hold their breath during the time it took to drive through the hamlet of Garbutt. So, from, let's say, from Four Corners to town or something. You have to hold your breath until we get there, so...
Whoa.
That's a game. That's the dumbest. That's like worse than the quiet game. Hey, we're going to play the quiet game. Shh.
I know something similar to that.
You lost. That's retarded.
Something similar to that is down in Sarasota, where I'm from, or whatever. People would hold their breath when they went by cemeteries.
Yeah, that's a dumb superstitious thing. But that's like in Florida, when I go through a yellow light, I have to tap the fucking thing. It's a dumb.
I kiss my hand and put it on the roof.
Thank you.
It's great. But anyway, but in Sarasota, there's this really fucking long ass cemetery that takes up like four blocks. And awesome. There's like a light in between. And so if you're trying to do that, it's almost impossible if you hit the red light.
Right.
It's pretty hardcore. Driver doesn't do it. Passenger does.
What a dumb game. What are kids doing these days? That is amazing. You may have heard of the fainting game or the choking game, yes. The goal is set to get high by cutting off oxygen to the brain, right? Let's get smart by killing our brain. Good.
Yeah, no shit.
It's a game that has killed dozens of children and teens across the country. The choking game, by the way.
What?
Has killed more people than marijuana. Just saying.
I know that.
Add that to the list.
I know that.
It's killed a lot of teenagers across the country. They don't know if that's what these teens were playing or not, or if it was just a dare to try and hold their breath. Either way, it has a lot of people wondering what was going on inside that car before the crash. I'll tell you exactly what was going on. Ready?
Hey.
let's play a game. God, kids are dumb.
Yeah, they
kids are. Kids are dumb. If you're a kid and you do this, you're dumb. I bet the same kids that do this are also the same kids that participate in the 8 Mile effect.
Probably. Is that why in Florida you can't get your driver's license until you're 18 now?
Probably.
Yeah, no. I was upset about that when I was younger, but now I see why.
I was blown away. Excuse me. Moving here.
Breathe.
From.
We're not playing that game right now.
Right.
Dude.
Sorry, I almost just won. Moving here from California. California, you gotta be 18 to drive. Here, it was like 15.
15 and a half.
14 and a half if
you
live on a farm. 15 and a half if you get. Yeah, and I was like, holy shit, I can get my license.
I was mind blown.
Next year? This is amazing. I thought I was gonna have to wait like 5 years.
Dude, my mind was blown because I was able to get my license at 17.
But then kids do dumb shit like this, and, you know, so much for that, right?
Yeah.
Quote, I've heard of some pretty weird games like that, but not while driving. I guess it's kind of on the same vein as my playing abduction while driving, putting it in the dock.
Oh, my God.
And
don't do that, making
the G's of the car move the guy on the game.
Oh, my God, you don't do that.
But at least I'm not holding my breath.
Swerving all over the road.
I'm swerving in my lane. Real short, jerky motions are the best. But anyway, another fun thing, and if I find a road that is laid out like the first course in Racing Thunder 2.
Oh, my God.
I can play the whole game by driving my truck. It's so awesome, but I haven't found a road yet. That matches.
Oh, my God, dude.
Anyway.
I'm going to get a phone call saying,
one day.
Hey, I didn't get an extra life.
Come peel your boyfriend off the pavement, please.
Right. I didn't get that extra life at the beginning of the round, so you need to come and pick me up because my truck just ate a tree.
Burger says, well, do you ever try to shoot up while driving, Matt? No. I would always park, but thanks.
Oh, my God.
I remember doing duster while driving once, and that was pretty intense, but...
Oh, my God.
I was used to it from, you know, having to be the designated hallucination driver.
I did whippets while I was driving when I was a kid.
Good stuff.
I was driving a dune buggy.
We will be your role models. If you, hey, you need someone to look up to, I'll be that person.
Did you just fart, dude?
Whoa. Inappropriate.
You just ripped ass on the show. You're doing it again.
What are you talking?
I can see you.
Are you cool?
I can see your body movements. You're like. You do that.
Maybe I'm making my dick dance.
This
you don't
is what
know.
I do. I go.
I know. You have to lean over so you don't blow a hole out your mouth. That's why. You're disgusting. My
you
classy
just
girlfriend,
up.
Everyone.
You
all
just
right.
Rock it yourself up.
So, yeah, they crashed and that sucks. So, anyway.
Anyway.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Huge thanks to you, Stream, for being a pile of shit tonight. Really, Really appreciate that.
Thanks to Red Fox for listening for over a year now.
Yeah, huge thanks to him. Thanks to everyone. We got a couple donations. We really appreciate that. TheGemHole.com/donate. If you haven't yet, now would be a great time.
I think
you owe us 25 cents an episode. Just saying.
I think we have a voicemail.
Oh, do we?
I think so. I think someone tried to call while you were
word.
On the phone
yeah, okay.
with Mike
well,
Boudet.
Let's, maybe...
You got
I don't
it?
Know. No.
Burger says, so how is everyone's hemorrhoids?
Hemorrhoids
in check?
Yeah, we got it. They just hung up, though.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. So, thank you guys so much. Of course, thejamhole.com. Email us info at thejamhole.com/Twitter/MySpace/Facebook/YouTube. That's where all our shit's at. Thejamhole.com/PO Box. Send us a postcard of where you live. That would be awesome for our wall back there. We appreciate that. TheJamHole.com/donate, like I said, if you guys can help us pay some bills, we could definitely use it.
Fucking
The first episode of the Hotbox is up, hotboxpodcast.com. Check that out. It is our strictly weed-only sister show.
Now, do you pimp
every
the Jam
Tuesday
Hole on the Hotbox Podcast?
Negative. I will never mention this abomination on that glorious piece of beauty.
What the fuck?
But, yeah, every Tuesday we'll be doing that live, hotboxpodcast.com/live. Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, thejamhole.com/live. Subscribe to both shows, rate us, review us on iTunes, all that good stuff. And, yeah, we'll see you Thursday night, tomorrow night, Grizzly Jacks for a little hip-hop, and Friday for the Jam Hole. And, yeah, we'll talk to you guys then. Peace.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.